Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Because it's definitely been tough to experience the dynamic of friendship change when a friend gains a new partner, but I'm experiencing the loss of that friend in that same capacity and am still single. And so nothing is seeming to like fill that sting of not being a priority. And I'm feeling like it's a very vulnerable place to be. Like everyone else has priorities over friendship with their own families. And I just feel like I'm kind of stuck in between the cracks until I've met my husband.
Are you ready to talk to me? My name is Deborah Falada, and I'm a licensed professional counselor, national speaker, and author. Through my blog, books, and podcast, I have the privilege of helping millions of people get healthy mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and relationally. The purpose of this podcast is to have on-air, authentic, counseling-style sessions where we talk about how people are really doing and give my guests and callers an opportunity to talk to me as a licensed professional counselor. Each of these episodes is meant to show you that we are all on the journey of healing, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and relationally together. None of us are immune to the challenges and struggles of life, but we don't have to walk this path alone. I'm so proud and honored to be having these conversations with men and women who are courageously paving the way for open and honest conversations about their personal journey of healing. So if you're ready, let's talk. Today on the podcast, I have Lauren from South Carolina joining me. Lauren, it's good to have you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell me what you want to talk to me about today, Lauren.
Yeah, so I would love if you could talk a little bit about how to be grounded and rooted as a single when other key people in your life are gaining their own families that, you know, naturally take priority over you. But I'd love insight into kind of like restoring your attachment to Christ in tangible ways in this season.
Mm-hmm.
As a, because it's definitely been tough to experience the dynamic of friendship change when a friend gains a new partner or husband. But I'm experiencing the loss of that friend in that same capacity and am still single. And so nothing is seeming to like fill that sting of not being a priority. And I'm feeling like it's a very vulnerable place to be. Like everyone else has priorities over friendship with their own families. And I just feel like I'm kind of stuck in between the cracks until I've met my husband. So it's leading to a lot of anxiousness. I'm pretty sure this might be an attachment issue, but tough to heal. And so I guess my question is, how do I deeply care for myself in these situations and attach to Christ, who can feel absent in my hurt in this? But how do I strengthen my attachment to him in a sustainable and genuine way in my hurt and disappointment?
Yeah. So in a way, we're kind of dealing with two things here. We're dealing with disappointment. We're dealing with feeling like your friendship needs aren't being met, your emotional needs, your relational needs. So in response to your relational needs not being met, you are thinking, okay, since this isn't working with these people, I have to figure out how to go get these needs met elsewhere. So I am going to Jesus. Jesus, help me feel better. Jesus, fill up my needs. Jesus, give me what I need. Jesus, strengthen my relationship with you as my other relationships with people dwindle. So in light of that, there's two things to consider, okay? So the first thing we need to consider is, yes, your relationship with God is important. It is foundational. It does need to be strengthened. But that doesn't always mean that when your needs aren't being met in relationships, you just deal with it and go to God. That may not always be the healthiest response. And that's what I want to figure out first. Before I say, yes, Lauren, Jesus needs to be your everything, Lauren. You just need to pray more, read your Bible more, invite him into your heart, be content with his presence. All of that, yes. But maybe there's more for you to do in some of these relationships. And that's what I want to try to figure out first. So when priorities have changed, as they will, when someone new enters the picture, right? Priorities shift, change when someone gets married, when someone is engaged, when someone has a baby. I mean, logistically, their time changes, their priorities change. So how have you tried to explain your needs or get your needs met or share your needs when the situations have changed? Or have you?
That's a great question. I think that's definitely something that I'm still trying to figure out. I think I'm usually a kind of like, let's just see how somebody's actions and kind of taking that internally. Like if they haven't reached out, then their kind of plate is full, and kind of taking that as like a rejection initially without having a conversation. Or
see, this is why we got to dig, Lauren.
I know it's a good question, but I feel like too, there's been times that I've tried to bring it up, but then, you know, someone will be like, oh yeah, like I want you to feel valued, but then nothing really changes. So I think that is a good question for me to think more about, like, what is it that I'm actually identifying as a need? I think that's hard for me to pinpoint. And then asking for it also feels really vulnerable.
Oh, it is vulnerable. It is. But vulnerability is what makes relationships. Vulnerability is what makes friendships. And not just as general as, hey, I am not feeling prioritized, but even more specific. Like I would really appreciate if I heard from you more via text, or I would really appreciate if we tried to get a coffee date on the calendar every other week. Here's what I need to feel loved, connected, prioritized. Let's try to make it work. So it does take vulnerability, but I think the most dangerous thing that you can do is just block your need for humans and then run to Jesus. Running to Jesus is never a bad thing, don't get me wrong, but you have human needs for relationship, for friends. And I think it's important to do the work of figuring out how to give and take, how to express your needs, how to put into words what would be meaningful to you, and give your friends an opportunity to figure out how to love you within the framework of their new life and priorities. And they can't do that if they don't really understand what you're feeling and what you need. Is there something in your life you want to change? I sure hope so, because healthy people are always on the trajectory of learning and growing and healing. Maybe it's your negative thinking that's keeping you stuck. Maybe you find your emotions are overwhelming you with fear and hopelessness, shame, anxiety, or depression. Maybe you're struggling in your relationship with God. Maybe you're stuck in a pattern of unhealthy relationships. Maybe it's behaviors that are sabotaging your life, like an addiction or unhealthy habits. It could be your attitude, your mindset, or your perspective on life that needs to shift. Whatever it is, in order for change to happen, it has to start from the inside out. taking the best of psychology and pairing it with God's word, my book Reset is all about getting healthy from the inside out. It's a book of 31 mindset shifts and sustainable practices that will guide you into the process of healing by giving you practical steps that will transform your life with change that lasts. No matter how many times you failed before, I want to help you do it differently this time. So grab a copy of Reset today and get ready to reset your life from the inside out. Check out DeborahFileta.com/reset or grab your copy anywhere books are sold.
I feel like the phrase, like, if they wanted to, they would, is so popular nowadays too. Like, I'd love your insight on that. Like, do you feel like that is misleading to kind of place on somebody, like a friend?
Yes. I don't know who coined that phrase, but let me just tell you right now, I think it's stupid. And I'll tell you why. I understand the context of that in the sense that, especially when we're talking about romantic relationships, you never want to get to a point where you're making excuses for why someone isn't being a good friend or why somebody isn't being a good boyfriend. I think oftentimes we can apply that in dating relationships. Like, if he wanted to, he would. Why isn't he reaching out? But this is different. This is an established friendship. We're not talking about first date. I don't know him that well. He doesn't know me that well. Beginning stages of friendship where we don't even know each other that well. We're talking about an established relationship. And oftentimes in established relationships, it's not a lack of love. It's a lack of skill and understanding. It's a difference in personalities and needs. And I can't know what I should do if you've never expressed to me what you need. And you can't hold someone accountable for something that you never told them they were accountable for. Now, it's different when you've shared again and again and again and again and again what you need and your friends are still not responding. But most times when I analyze these type of situations, it hasn't been shared enough. There hasn't been enough opportunity to see what happens when I put my needs out there and how do these people respond. Again, I don't always think it's a lack of love. I think sometimes it's just a lack of skill. We work differently. But once you've explained to me what that looks like for you to be prioritized, what that feels like for you, what I can do to make you feel that way, now I have a template that I can work with. And so it does require you to share a little bit more of what is important to you. And yeah, that does take vulnerability, doesn't it? But it's easier just to turn off all those human feelings and run to Jesus.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think initially too, it's like my thought process was whenever I'm trying to think about what is, like I'm thinking about, okay, how do I know that what I'm asking for is a reasonable ask?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. What would you like to feel prioritized? What would that look like to you? If you had to kind of make me a list and I'm your friend, I have kids and a husband, so I can kind of bounce some of these ideas. What are you looking for that may or may not be realistic?
I mean, I think initially like being celebrating the big things in my life, like whether that's a trip or, I don't know, promotion at work or some of those like big things that aren't, you know, marriage or baby shower, but those things would be really nice.
Yeah. So stop there for a second. I want someone who can celebrate me. Okay. So that's great. So in order for, let's pretend I'm your friend. In order for me to celebrate you, I need to know what's worth celebrating in your life. So number one, you have to tell me, hey, this happened and I'm really excited about it and I would love to celebrate, because it might not be as obvious for me as it is for you, right? Like you just compared it to having a baby, baby showers, weddings, all of those things. Those are culturally, we kind of understand culturally, those are things we celebrate. But what do you need celebrated, Lauren? As your friend, I want to know that. So you have to tell me what it is that you want me to celebrate so that I can celebrate what's important to you. For example, in my life, I write books left and right, right? I'm like, it's not even worth celebrating anymore when I finish a book. So, but to somebody else, that could be a really big deal. And you as my friend wouldn't know if that's a big deal to me or not, unless I tell you, hey, this was a really big deal and I'd love to celebrate. So you've got to kind of fill me in. And then not only do you have to fill me in, you've got to tell me what means the most to you. Let's just pause and talk about celebration for a little bit. What is most meaningful for me as your friend to know how to celebrate you?
I think quality time or just like time means a lot to me. So whether it's a phone call or finding a time to chat in person about, I'm thinking mostly like if there's a big trip that I'm excited that I just got, you know, just coming back from or something.
Yeah.
And so I think that just means a lot, is like somebody's like undivided time.
That is not unrealistic and that is not too big of an ask. So let's put that on your list.
Thanks. This is actually really helpful.
I mean, think about it. That's kind of the least a person could do as a friend. Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Right?
Relieving to hear. I feel like sometimes it feels like such a big...
Like I was waiting for you to say, well, I want to celebrate by going on like a 1 week cruise together. And I'm thinking, you know, we might have to adjust if this person has kids. And but you're like, yeah, I want a phone call. I'm like, okay, we can do that.
Okay, I will keep going. I guess I do really love to like be invited into things too. Like I love, yeah, since time is, I think, a love language for me, like a trip, you know, whether it's every year, every other year, or if they're having some event, like, and even if we're not like in the same state, still being invited to that. Mm.
So if my 2-year-old is turning 3, you would want to be invited to that. You wouldn't feel like a third wheel. You wouldn't feel like I'm the only one here that's single. Nobody, I'd rather not be here. You actually want to come to my 3-year-old's birthday party. Am I hearing you correct?
Yeah, let's do it.
Good to know. Because sometimes that's not the case. And I won't know that unless you tell me, oh, this is important to me. I want to be there. It's important to me to know that you want me there. Your family is important to me. Your kids are important to me. I want to be invited to whatever it is you are willing to invite me to. Mm-hmm. And that puts it on my radar. Oh, she feels special. Okay, that's not going to make her feel awkward. That's not going to make her feel sad. That's not going to bring up insecurities. So I know that and I can do a better job inviting her in now that I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those things do feel like I'd be really loved for the invitation, whether it's like a trip, a local trip even, but then also, like I said, the day-to-day.
We're going to the zoo, Lauren. You want to come along?
Yes.
See? Exactly. Yeah. And I think where your expectations need to shift is just knowing that it might not always look like the same old things. Like maybe back then it was like a girls' night out on the town. And maybe now it's like, hey, we're taking the kids to the circus and we'd love for you to come. Like it looks and feels different. But you still want to be there. Mm-hmm. And that's really great to know. Mm. I think sometimes when things change, like as a married person on the receiving end of it, you're like, are they even going to want to do that? It feels so dorky. Like, are they even going to want to? It's like, who wants to come celebrate a 2-year-old that's not their kid? So it helps to know that that's important to you. Mm-hmm. What else? So far, so reasonable.
That's good to know. I think just like a occasional check-in feels really good. I feel like some pieces of the last couple years have felt really tough. And just like to have somebody who I know is, again, taking that initiative to reach out for me. Like I feel like sometimes I'm usually that person. So it feels really good to receive that.
Yeah. So like a text or something. Mm-hmm. Hey, how are you doing? Thinking of you this morning, prayed for you, just checking in, see how things are going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that feels really good. And yeah, like I said, that can be just a text every couple months to just know that somebody is there in the murkiness, like helping me kind of process through it, asking really thoughtful questions, checking in. Like that feels really lovely.
Yeah, I think that's an easy ask as well. Very good. So far, so good.
I feel like that's my three. I don't know.
You are so easy. And here's the thing. Because they're such easy asks, but they mean so much to you, it's important for you to express how much this stuff means to you. And that's your job. Your job is to be vulnerable and say, hey, I love you and I need you. And this is what I'm feeling and this is what I need. And then what can I do for you to make you feel loved? Because that is the give and take of friendship. You know, you're ready to bounce the second they're not reading your mind. But honestly, that's not being a good friend either. The moment you don't feel like your needs are getting met in the way that you need them, it's like, well, I'll just choose Jesus over you tonight. You know, like, don't get me wrong. I sound so unspiritual in this. I love Jesus. Jesus is so important. Jesus is the one that meets every need that friendship cannot meet. Truly, my friends can only give me so much. But at the same time, God has given you a desire for relationships because you were made for relationships. And all of those feelings that you have, that disappointment, that loneliness, they're a signal that there's a need here that's not being met. And you have an invitation to express it to people who care about you and love you. And I'm assuming these friends that you're talking about are good friends, not just some random people that you kind of met along the way and hardly know, but, you know, good friends that are going through transitions in this season of life. People are always asking me, where do I find a good counselor? At the Deborah Falada Counselors Network, we want to help you navigate through any difficult season you might be facing. We want to help you find relief from the pain and stress of the present and healing from the wounds of the past in order to find freedom, joy, and peace in the life you're living today. Our team of trained, licensed professional counselors will walk by your side and give you the tools you need to face any personal or relational issue you might be up against today. With an integrative approach, we'll guide you with truths from God's Word paired with the best of modern counseling and psychology to help you get unstuck and live freely. There's no better time for healing than today. Book a session with one of our counselors at deborahfalada.com/counseling and get started on your journey of healing from the inside out. So it's important for you to take ownership of your role in getting your needs met and being proactive about what that looks like. Assuming this is not a lack of love. This is a lack of understanding. This is a lack of skill. This is a lack of being similar. We're just different in our personalities and our needs.
So you would say just because, like, for instance, I'm feeling the void of the shifting dynamic of friendship and my other friend isn't feeling that, that's not necessarily like a warning sign, or not a warning sign, but like, because I don't know, I think it's easy for me to be like, okay, if I'm the only one maybe out of this friendship who feels hurt from the shifting of the friendship, then that's probably information for me to know. And to, I think that's like shifting me to move forward. But I guess what I'm hearing from you is like to not take that so personally before yes. I communicate it.
Yeah, and exactly.
Take that.
And your friends who aren't hurt might have different relational needs than you, right? They might not need someone to check in on them. They might not need to celebrate. They might be fine with, yeah, well, I'll see you when I see you. So not knowing their relational needs, it's hard to compare with them because they might have totally different relational needs. And that's where the give and take of friendship comes in. You have to know yourself and what you need And again, sometimes our needs are like crazy overwhelming, too much, but I'm hearing your needs and they sound normal. They sound very basic. You're not like, hey, I want to hang out every single day. I want to text, you know, 100 times a day and be in contact. You should send me voice texts every single day. I'm not hearing from you anymore. Our weekly girls night has dropped and our breakfast is like this is like basic needs. So what I'm hearing is this isn't like you're not asking for too much. Maybe you're just not asking for enough.
Mm. Yeah. And just getting to the point that I'm like reading in between the lines and kind of shutting it down instead of, like you said, just articulating that. And then.
And sometimes it's easier to shut it down than articulate because, like you said, you have to be vulnerable and you risk them hearing it and not doing it. You risk that. But I wouldn't even say like one strike and you're out. Like there's a learning curve to understanding how to meet needs in a different season. And as long as you're seeing some effort and initiative, that's what you're looking for. You're not looking for perfection. They're not going to hit a 10 out of 10, but you're looking for initiative and intention and to see them trying to give you in this season of life, however they can.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I never thought about two different people needing different, I forget what the word you said, but like
relational needs. Yeah. And then if you pour your heart out and your friends still are like, you know what, Lauren, we don't care. Then we'll talk about you and Jesus. Then we will have part two of the conversation. And talk about how you're right. The greatest needs can only be filled in Him. And I do think that's foundational to this, but I think you know that. I think you're aware of that. I think from what I'm gathering from you, like He's pretty important to you too. Mm-hmm. But you're now realizing, oh, I'm a human with human needs. And maybe I shouldn't be. Rather than I'm a human with human needs. Okay, God, how do you want me to honor you even in these human needs? Mm-hmm. I mean, even Jesus had friends and he needed his friends, you know? Mm-hmm. He invested in the give and take with his friends. His friends didn't always give him what he needed. Like think of him at the Garden of Gethsemane. He's like, guys, stay awake. I need you. And they're like, ah, yeah, sure. Like they didn't always give him what he needed, but he asked for it. Mm. And so if that's Jesus, like he wasn't like, you know, you disciples, I'm just going to like, whatever. I just need more of God. Obviously he needed God and he withdrew and he took time to be with the Father, but he didn't allow that to snuff his needs for his friends. Mm-hmm. So I think it's healthy. Listen, if Jesus did it, it's got to be healthy.
Yeah, no, I love that. It's just the power of ask. You have to ask.
Yes, the power of ask.
Yeah, because alternative is isolation, the lonely, like no one's going to be the perfect. And I love kind of what you said too, like it's not a one and done, like I don't know. I just think it is easy to be like black and white in my mind.
Yeah, it's a process. It's a process. And you said it's you either ask or you assume. Mm-hmm. And assuming is like, well, I guess they don't love me anymore. Better, you know, go do my own thing. Mm. And it would be sad for a relationship to end in that way after all these years of investment rather than morphing. Rather than accepting the evolution, rather than doing it differently in this season so that both of your needs are met.
Mm-hmm. So in kind of trying to like identify a need, how do I know if a need is unreasonable or is it based on just what that person is willing to give or not?
I think part of it is based on the person. So if you say, hey, Deborah, I would love for you to call me every single day to check in. And I say, Lauren, you're a really good friend, but I genuinely don't think I can call you every single day. How about we check in twice a week? So part of it is also part of the reasonableness of the expectation is also based on what the other party is willing to give or not give and what is realistic for them or unrealistic. And so I think there is when you have a conversation and talk through it and adjust and tweak and try to find what works for both of you. And you'll know based on someone's reactions, what they can and can't give. You'll know based on time what they can and can't give, what's unrealistic and what's realistic. But so far, like I said, everything you've said to me sounds very realistic. And they will let you know. And I think you should let them know that, hey, I don't know if this is realistic for you, but here's what I was hoping it would look like. I was hoping just to check in and I was hoping to be invited to come some of these things. And I was hoping that we could make time for A, B, and C and just kind of talk through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that. So just make a list.
Yeah.
In an ideal world, what is it that I would love? And then see how that lands with the person.
Exactly.
Maybe it comes out somewhere in the middle. Like then compromise or negotiation for lack of a better term. But yeah, that's helpful to know that they're not unreasonable asks.
Yeah. I definitely think you're on the right track. And I'm excited for you to explore this world of vulnerability. If we had more time, my next step would be to take you to your past and say, Lauren, why is it so hard for you to express your needs to people? Why is that challenging for you? Why do you tend to cut off your needs instead of express them? Where did that come from in your childhood? And where did those patterns begin? So we could take this even deeper, Lauren, and maybe that's a conversation for another day or a conversation for you and your counselor. But I also think why we do what we do, our tendencies to, okay, this is done. I'm just going to go to somewhere else where the needs aren't being met. It's easier. I'll just meet my own needs when my needs aren't being met. It's easier. That comes from somewhere. I see that face you're making.
This is why you're professional, I think.
Tell me what you're thinking.
Oh, I just think it's just great questions and I totally can numb. So I just think that there's a lot of truth to what you're just sharing, which does feel overwhelming to like dig into, but it'll be a pattern until it's healed. So hopeful too.
You know, it wouldn't have been a complete session if I didn't strike a nerve and get some tears flowing.
Mission accomplished.
So I appreciate you trusting me and allowing me to join you on this journey and hear your story and poke and prod a little bit. And I'm just trusting that God is going to start us here, but then lead you on an even more deeper and fulfilling journey that helps you get healthy from the inside out. So that's what I'm praying for you, Lauren, that even this, something that you're dealing with in the present, that God will use to spotlight anything in your past that he wants to heal so that your pattern can look different.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here and thanks for sharing your story. Keep me posted.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast and giving me your time today. If you're enjoying what we're doing here, leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us get the podcast out to others. If you want to go deeper with getting healthy and making healthy relationships, go check out some of my books, True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, Love in Every Season, Are You Really Okay, Married Sex, or my newest book, Reset. You can find more information about all of those, as well as hundreds of articles and courses, as well as the Debra Falada Counselors Network, over at my blog, truelovedates.com, or my website, debrafalada.com. I love connecting with you online, so find me on Facebook or Instagram at Debra Falada. Send me a DM and tell me your story. If you have a question on your mind or a guest suggestion, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/talktome and let me know what's on your mind. I'm Debra Falada, and it was so great being with you today. I can't wait to talk with you again next week. I'll see you then.